The muezzin calls worshippers to prayer while pilgrims chant and pray as they circle the black holy stone in the Prophet Muhammad's mosque in Mecca, Saudi Arabia during the annual Hajj. The pilgrimage is one of Islam's five obligations that every able-bodied Muslim must perform during his lifetime. Every Islamic country across the world has a quota stipulating how many pilgrims it may send to the Hajj, and the total number this year is reported to be around 2.5 million people, according to the Saudi press agency. Squads of Saudi rapid intervention forces, some dressed entirely in black, chanted at a training ground outside of Mecca near Mount Arafat as they prepared for possible disturbances or natural disasters. Saudi government TV reports 50,000 soldiers and police, backed by helicopters and armored vehicles, are being deployed. Scores of ambulances, fire trucks, and police trucks were also visible amid the security detail. Interior Minister Nayef bin Abdulaziz, who heads the committee overseeing the annual Hajj, inspected preparations and reviewed police and army forces. He told journalists the Saudi kingdom has done its best to assure the comfort and security of pilgrims at the annual Hajj. He says everything has been done to keep pilgrims safe and ensure their comfort. He adds that he has received no information about any possible security threat, but that his forces, along with God Almighty, will work to see that nothing happens to disturb the tranquility of the Hajj. Near the site where Haji symbolically stoned the devil, Saudi Arabia has spent more than $1 billion to rebuild a lengthy two-level pedestrian bridge in a bid to avoid casualties following several deadly stampedes in recent years. Groups of teenage scouts wearing red shirts also prepared for their role in guiding pilgrims near Mount Arafat, which pilgrims climb in the ultimate Hajj ritual. The symbolic climb of Mount Arafat is the climax of the annual Hajj as 32-year-old Lebanese Muslim Mustafa Ghalaini, who performed the pilgrimage several years ago, explains.
The best day in Hajj is the Arafat day, which the day is all the people will be on Arafat mountain. This is the main reason of Hajj, which unites all Muslims from all around the world, from east, west, south and north, all around, coming to this place on that day, staying that day on that holy place, wearing only two towels, white towels, and showing the others and the world that this is what God wants us to be: one person, one for all, and all for one. It's the meaning of no one is above anyone. We are all equal. We should all help each other. We should all be good to each other. There's no difference between the manager and the staff. There's no difference between the man and the woman. All are one. All should obey God and do good things.
Mount Arafat is where Muhammad delivered his last sermon to his followers. According to Islam's holy book, the Quran, it is also where the prophet Abraham brought his son to be sacrificed when God asked him to slaughter a lamb instead, as Mustafa Ghalaini describes.
This mountain, from ancient time in the Bible, in the Quran, it mentions that a lot of things happened on it, such as one time about Prophet Abraham and his son Ismail, when he wanted to sacrifice his son for God, and God sacrificed his son with a big sheep.
Muzdalifa, where Muslim pilgrims perform the ritual stoning of the devil by casting pebbles at three stone pillars, is the scene of intense fervor, as pilgrims symbolically cast off the devil and his evil temptations, as this elderly Pakistani man explains.
Once we're stoning it, we are saying that, O God Almighty Allah, we want your willingness, and we are hating this devil who has been forcing us to deviate from the path of Allah.
In the final steps of the Hajj, pilgrims will have their heads shaved before the final ritual slaughter of a lamb. Many Hajis will not actually perform the slaughter themselves, but will buy a coupon for a slaughtered lamb, and the meat will be donated to charity. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.